This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's some movement this morning toward a Syrian withdrawal from Lebanon. UN official met with Syria's president and then announced Syria's offered a timetable for the complete withdrawal of its troops. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut that Syria has been under intense pressure both from the international community and Lebanon's opposition to end its military presence there.
Shortly after the meeting in Damascus, the UN envoy announced he was encouraged by Assad's commitment to UN Security Council Resolution 1559, which calls for the complete withdrawal of Syrian forces from Lebanon. The UN's Terje Rød-Larsen went on to say he expected to hand the UN Secretary General a timetable for a complete Syrian pullout next week. This is welcome news for Lebanon's opposition, which was embarrassed this week by a massive pro-Syrian rally in Beirut and the reappointment of a pro-Syrian politician to the post of prime minister just 10 days after he quit the job. However, the U.S. and France, as well as traditional Syrian allies like Russia, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, have continued to pressure Syria to withdraw all of its 14,000 soldiers and intelligence agents from Lebanon. Reinhard Linders of the International Crisis Group says the Lebanese opposition depends on this international support.
There would not have been a momentum for the kind of demonstrations they had now, the kind of demands they are expressing, without international pressures.
This week, the Syrians abandoned some army bases in northern Lebanon, but Syrian troops continue to man checkpoints on Lebanese highways and control strategic hilltops in Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.